We've got a very special guest here, Abby Quickworthy. I believe you've got Kevin Burden as well, if we want to have Quickworthy and Nigel before we kick off.
Yes, certainly can do. If we're getting mic'd up, can we borrow yours? Can we do it that way? Gonna pop these on, Kevin, and then I can guarantee you can hear me then.
All right, then, yeah, sure.
Kevin, welcome back to Field Mill, your spiritual home, I guess. I know you spent a game with me a few seasons ago when I was working for Lads 103.2. First of all, have you enjoyed your day so far back here?
Yeah, cracking, thank you. Yeah, it's nice to see some more people in the bar and whatever, and it's good, yeah.
You're here for a very special reason. It's the Stephen McIntyre trophy that's going to be presented at half time here at Field Mill, and I believe you were involved in the match last week.
Yeah, it was a fantastic turnout, and the players came from all over the place, you know, to attend, and it's fantastic. You know, nice to see the people again, and after about 10 minutes as well, so we're losing that, right?
And what about the following day, the hamstring?
Oh, come on, mate, now come on. This is the form we are today.
Well, the word is that class is permanent and you still class, you know, well, allegedly.
I probably never lost it. I've only told you so, yeah.
You just came to join us during a conversation where we were talking about Mansfield's season on the whole. Now, I know from speaking to you previously that you do keep a close eye on Mansfield's results. And I guess the feeling deep down, Kevin, is that we're just pleased that this season did turn into something a lot more serious for Mansfield.
Well, it could have ended up in disaster in a way, you know, and I'm glad because I've been down here for 36 years now, and it's, you know, and it's in the blood, really. You know, I'm a doctor for lads through and through, but, you know, Mansfield Town's in my heart, and hopefully next year we'll, you know, perform better. Hopefully.
Certainly hope so. Just listening to the awards before the match started, a couple of players I'd just like your view on before you disappear on it. Richard Barker, the captain of Mansfield Town, 23 goals this season. Yeah. I guess back in your day, there was always the emphasis on goal scoring, and the captain's really delivered this season.
Well, he's done a fantastic job. You know, the captain's supposed to be from the front, and obviously has. And, you know, otherwise, they would have been struggling there, wouldn't they, 23 goals. But hopefully, we'll win today again, hopefully.
And how much of Alex Jean-Baptiste can you see yourself in there? Can you see anything in there?
He seems a bit of a young kid, and he might get stuck in, so, you know, if he keeps his head right, well, he should be okay, shouldn't he? Yeah. He looks a good player, actually. I must admit, for the first time in quite a few years, he looks a decent player, doesn't he?
Okay, well, enjoy yourself. Enjoy your day here at Field Mill. And just remember, you're always a legend to all our listeners.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Mansfield Town, former defender there, Kevin Bird, joining us live here on Sidewell for a chat, which rather remiss of me, Martin. I haven't yet done team news. I'll just bring the Alan Stephen Gillespie. Quick word from you, Martin, on the man who's just been speaking to us. I was asking him there a little bit about Sir Richard Barker, and he said that the captain led from the front this season. I'm not sure you heard his answer. And also, he said he saw a little bit of himself in Alex Jean-Baptiste, which I thought was quite nice.
Well, Kevin Bird is certainly a real Stags legend. I've got an article about it in today's programme, and I hope I've done him justice with that. Actually, amazingly, one of the top goal scorers in the Stags history, incredibly, with 55 league goals, despite that as a defender. So, a super Stags legend, and it's great to get him an interview with him today.
Can I just bring Stephen at this point? One thing I will say about Kev Bird, well, I'll just break away because shot over there by Damien Duff. One thing you can't ever say against Kevin Bird is that he's just an absolute gentleman, isn't he? What a nice man.
He's been superb, and I've just got to say a big congratulations and a thank you to the football club, believe it or not, because they've looked after him superbly. Angela Gregory, the commercial manager, sorting out a pass for the executive lounge for him. They've given him a meal. They've really looked after him, and to be honest with you, it's about time, isn't it?
Well done, Mansfield Town, and I